That's a tune titled Carnival. It was composed by Stan Smith, who was inspired and mentored by the great Moisés Santos, the great Brazilian composer. Carnival featured the alto saxophone of Bill Perkins, and the baritone saxophonist was Pete Chrislieb. This comes from an album called Perkin with the Keith Henson Octet. Keith Henson's Octet is going to be playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia on Monday night, part of the regular jazz series there. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular survey of the regional jazz scene. And today we have some music by the group Oregon, because I've just spent some time in Oregon the last week, and it always reminds me of that wonderful group. And we'll also be listening to some music by some of the artists who are playing at jazz festivals in Ellensburg and Port Townsend next weekend. I spent some time on the Oregon coast last week and made our annual visit to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, something we've enjoyed for many, many years. Anytime I take a trip down through Oregon and I see that sign along I-5 that says you're crossing the 45th parallel, halfway between the equator and the North Pole, it always reminds me of the group Oregon. Ralph Towner and I lived a few blocks apart at one point in our lives and used to visit back and forth from time to time. And when this album came out called 45th Parallel, I remarked to Ralph that this one tune, Hand in Hand, has very predictable harmony, has a real logic about it. He says, well, it doesn't really break any rules of Baroque harmony. Ralph Towner plays guitars and keyboards, including piano and synthesizers. Paul McCandless plays saxophones and double woodwind instruments. Trelock Gurtu plays tabla and other percussion. Glenn Moore is the bassist. This recording was made at Spectrum Studios in Portland in 1988, and this is the tune Hand in Hand, and we'll hear a couple of tunes from Oregon in this set.
Thank you.
Wow, what a big, juicy sound that is. That's the group Oregon in a couple of selections from two different albums. The first album was the one called 45th Parallel with Ralph Towner, Treloc Gertu, Glenn Moore, and Paul McCandless. They played Hand in Hand by Ralph Towner. And just now we were listening to a piece called Pepe Link. Pepe Link, played by Oregon from the group Prime, from the CD Prime, which celebrated their 35th anniversary. Paul McCandless, woodwinds, Ralph Towner, guitars and piano and other keyboards, Glenn Moore on bass, and Mark Walker was the drummer and percussionist in this one. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Here's some of the things coming up. Today is the last day for Nearly Dan playing at Jazz Alley tonight, and three quartets with Kate Olson, Maya Nelson, and Cami Yeddo are playing at the Royal Room starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at Tula's tonight. As we mentioned, Monday night, Keith Henson Octet will be at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Mark Taylor Quartet with Gary Fukushima will be at Tula's on Tuesday night. Jeff Kashiwa plays at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. Ron Weinstein celebrates his birthday at Vito's on Wednesday, one of the regulars there. LaVon Hardison will be singing Jazz Under the Stars at Pacific Lutheran University. That's a 7 o'clock free concert on Thursday. The same night, Jared Hall Quartet plays at Tula's, and John Pizzarelli opens at Jazz Alley. He'll be singing songs of Johnny Mercer through Sunday. Stephanie Porter sings at Tula's on Friday night, and Mark Seal's band will be at Tula's on Saturday night. Rick Van Dyke and Phil Sparks play at Osteriga La Spiga on Saturday night. Also this weekend, two jazz festivals cranking up. Jazzport Townsend begins on Thursday night, and Jazz in the Valley in Ellensburg begins on Friday night. We'll hear some of the artists playing those festivals a little later on today's program. Right now, however, here's a tune from saxophonist Mark Taylor, who is playing with Gary Fukushima on piano this coming Tuesday night at Jazz Alley. Here's a music from a recording titled Spectre by Mark Taylor with Gary Fukushima on Fender Rhodes, Jeff Johnson bass, Byron Vannoy on drums. This is called First Among Equals. Thank you. That's Katie Thoreau, the bass player and vocalist on that tune, which comes right out of the heart of the bop era, written by Ray Brown and Walter Fuller, called Ray's Idea. Katie Thoreau, bass and voice. Clarinetist was Ken Poplawski. Justin Coughlin was the pianist, and Matt Wittek on drums. Katie Thoreau and Justin Coughlin are going to be joined by Dave Stryker on the opening night of Jazz Port Townsend next Friday night at Fort Worden Pavilion. Looking forward to that. Also that night, Terrell Stafford Quintet in a tribute to Lee Morgan. Before Katie Thoreau, we were listening to Mark Taylor from his album Spectre. Mark Taylor on alto sax with Gary Fukushima on the Fender Rhodes piano, Jeff Johnson bass, Byron Van Noy on drums, and a tune by Mark Taylor called First Among Equals. Mark Taylor and Gary Fukushima will be playing Tuesday night at Tula's in Seattle. Next up, we're going to be listening to one of the groups that's going to be playing at Jazz in the Valley in Ellensburg next weekend. This is the group Duende Libre. Alex Chadsey, piano and other keyboards, Farko Dozumov, electric bass, and Jeff Bongo Bush on drums and percussion. And this is a tune they do called Sevilla.
Thank you. to pass your doorway gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I've thought lots about us, so I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days we used to have a ball? Not that we're nothing without them, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things are just swell, but to tell the truth, we haven't been too well. And if we should try to love, we know that we won't fall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Happy to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I thought lots about us, I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days we used to have a ball? Not that we're nothing without them, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say things are just swell, but to tell the truth, we haven't been too well. And if we should try to love, we know that we won't fall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call.
Jasmia Horn, a title tune from her album on Concord Records, Social Call, with Vince Gold on piano, Ben Williams bass, and Jerome Jennings on drums. Jasmia Horn will be singing on the Saturday matinee next Saturday afternoon at Jazzport Townsend on a bill which also includes the Jeff Hamilton Trio and a tribute to the late Dave Marriott Sr., featuring the Centrum All-Star Big Band directed by John Clayton. Major concerts Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday night, with two or three groups playing on each concert at Jazzport Townsend. Before Jasmia Horn, we were listening to Duende Libre, which is going to be playing for Jazz in the Valley next weekend. Duende Libre is Alex Chadsey, piano and other keyboards, Farko Dosumov on electric bass, and Jeff Bongo Bush, drums and percussion, and we heard them doing an original titled Sevilla. Also playing at Jazz in the Valley next weekend are Devon Lewis's limited edition, The Happy Orchestra, Bill Anschel. Shava Mirel will be with Duende Libre. Milo Peterson leads his group. Lots of good stuff going on in Ellensburg next weekend as well. Jazz Northwest comes your way every Saturday afternoon at this time. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the local jazz scene. And here's some music by Jared Hall, who's going to be bringing his group to Tula's next Thursday night. Here's Jared Hall on trumpet with Troy Roberts on tenor sax. And Martin Bejarano is the pianist here with Josh Allen bass and Kyle Swan on drums. Title tune from the album Hallways. This is the J. Thomas Quartet playing at the Seattle Art Museum from an album titled Live Bop Live, taken from one of the Art Museum concerts that we broadcast here on Jazz Northwest. J. Thomas on tenor sax on this tune with John Hansen at the piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. The album is titled Live Bop Live. And the tune, Thespian, composition by the pianist Freddie Redd. J. Thomas Quartet at the Seattle Art Museum. Jared Hall was the trumpet player heard before that, along with Troy Roberts on tenor sax. Martin Bejarano was the pianist, Josh Allen on bass, and Kyle Swan on drums. The title tune from the album Hallways. Jared Hall plays Thursday night at Tula's in Seattle. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. We have a podcast of this program available at jazzinw.org, or you can subscribe and receive it regularly. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.